Ephesians chapter 5, and let's look at verses 17 through 21. Ephesians 5, 17 through 21. The Bible says, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is the excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." Heavenly Father, thank you for the reading of your word. Please help us as we join together today in worship. Lord, may we magnify and glorify you in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm not going to preach a message, but I do want to say a few things here. This instruction Paul's given to the church at Ephesus, he's dealing with several things that's going on during that time. A lot of these people had came out of that Roman and Greek pagan culture, and they had been into a lot of awful, terrible stuff. And so Paul has to give a lot of instructions on how they need to live and all that. So he said these same things to the Corinthians. I don't remember the exact reference. I think it's in 1 Corinthians. He tells them the same thing. But this is how we are to behave ourselves as Christians. But when the church comes together, that verse 19 particularly says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I think that's one of the most important things that a church is to do outside of the preaching of the Word of God. The preaching of the Word of God is the most important thing of the church service. Y'all know my pet peeves for somebody to get all excited because there was no preaching. In rare occasions, that's okay. As long as the Holy Spirit's in it, that's fine. But if it's your self-spirit and self-will and your flesh making you do all those things to keep anybody from preaching, it ain't right. So if you go to church and you don't hear from the Word of God, there's a problem. Now, the Word of God can be sang in a song, and we're going to sing some songs here in a minute. And I understand that, but people need to hear what God's Word says, and that's the reason to join together for the church. We come here for instruction. We come here for these things we just read off. And church service should be a spiritual service. And these are the things that the Bible tells us we're to do. Speaking ourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in our heart to the Lord. And we need to remember that part right there, to the Lord. It's to the Lord. It's not to ourselves. You know, a lot of times I've heard a lot of people get up and say, "I'm going to sing this song for so-and-so." Well, okay. I mean, they may have asked you to sing it, but you're singing it for the Lord. And so let's always remember that. Singing in front of the church is not a performance. It's not something so you can get claps and applause and all that stuff. You're trying to please the Lord in the songs that you sing. That's why our songs should have spiritual meaning in them. You know, these modern contemporary songs, most of them don't. You could play it on any soft rock radio station and you wouldn't know the difference. You wouldn't know if they're talking about the Lord or talking about some man or woman when they're referencing him or, you know, just you or something. So these songs we sing are to the Lord and they should reflect that. And just remember that. And that reference to Ephesians 5 and 19 in particular. All right. Well, let's get to singing a little bit more. Anybody?